With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. While many fall sports at Hastings High School will still enjoy their first practices of the year on Monday, August 17th, a couple of teams will be noticeably absent. The Hastings Raiders girls volleyball program, who has a brand new head coach, and the Hastings Raiders football team looking to surge back to the top of the Metro East Conference. In football, head coach Dana Strain of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Thursday to talk a bit about the situation we're in when it comes to football moving from fall to a modified spring season. Coach Strain with his initial reaction.
Well, my initial thought was simply that I was happy that we finally had some clarity. So one of the hardest things, I think, for everybody who has to make decisions is, you know, when you don't have clear guidelines or you have the uncertainty or the ambiguity, that's more stressful than any definitive plan could possibly be. So as soon as we found out what it was going to be, it actually felt somewhat of a relief that now we can set our sights on what they're telling us is going to be our season in early spring, and we'll plan accordingly following all of the guidelines, you know, that we do get for what fall practices might look like if we have them. But really, more specifically, we can plan ahead now to knowing that we're going to not compete this fall, but that we are going to compete in the spring, at least as it stands right now.
As many fans even know, one of Coach Strain's best traits as a coach or a teacher is his positivity. And of course, the ruling from the Minnesota State High School League is something none of us can control, and we all just have to band together and have as much fun with this as we possibly can. There really are silver linings at the end of this long road. Coach Strain on the importance of staying positive through everything we're dealing with right now.
Well, I think it's critical. I mean, the bottom line is, and this aligns very much with what we preach in our program, which is you control what you control, and any mental energy expended on anything that you don't control or doesn't have anything to do with what you need to do next is really wasted energy. And, you know, the biggest thing for us is that's frustrating right now is we don't have our kids still right directly in front of us. So, you know, you have a desire to communicate directly to your kids that this is what it is now. So now we know, and let's plan. I wish I could have them in a classroom in front of me and in the lecture hall and meet with them, because we certainly are. We're excited. I emailed our parents immediately upon getting the news and said we're going to choose to focus on how excited we are that they have still, at least at this point, given us an opportunity to compete. And so we look forward to the spring as that opportunity, and we will plan accordingly. And it just doesn't do you any good to spend time worrying about things that you don't control or decide. And like I said, they didn't take away football from us entirely. So at this point, we still view it as an opportunity to get together and compete and be together and enjoy all the camaraderie that you get. It's just going to be in the spring instead of the fall.
Though there may be some fall practices for football and volleyball players this coming fall season, we know about the fact that many of the football and volleyball players may go out for other fall sports to stay in shape. And it might be a touchy subject with some coaches in different schools in regards to their kids playing different sports in different seasons. But at Hastings High School, they embrace the multi-sport athletes. And even though those three-sport athletes continue to dwindle with the age of specialization, there are still plenty of them at Hastings High School. And now many that play football or volleyball, they'll have the chance to be four-sport letter winners if they choose to compete in their sport in the spring and pick something up in the fall. This is something that Coach Strain wholeheartedly encourages and hopes many student athletes will take advantage of.
Well, I would embrace that. I'm a huge proponent of multiple sport athletes. I think, you know, when you view that from a selfish standpoint, as a football coach, my football players are better football players when they've competed in other sports for all kinds of different reasons. And this is no different. I mean, quite frankly, you'd mentioned what if you or I were in high school. Literally, my first response would be, well, what can I do then instead of football this fall, knowing full well that I'm passionate about football and I'll play it in the spring when they allow me to. But I would absolutely encourage our athletes to compete in other sports. The day of three-sport athletes has dwindled a little bit. We still have some, and I think those are great stories when we have them. Now you've got an opportunity to be a four-sport athlete. That's a rare thing. In some instances, it hasn't been done in a long, long time. I would promote it. I would embrace it. And if I was a kid, that's what I'd be looking to do.
Now that the fall coaches know exactly what's going to happen for this upcoming 2020/21 season, the focus for many of them that also teach within the school district is getting that game plan ready not only for a modified spring sports season, but also a game plan for getting back into the classroom, whether it be in person or in a virtual format. I asked Coach Strain how he is taking those strides one day at a time, both on and off the field, into the classroom.
Well, I mean, that's it. Again, as you go back to the football, it's you just want certainty. You want to know what you're being asked to do. You want to know what your challenge is, and that's what I want to know as a classroom teacher. I want to know exactly what this model is going to look like, what the ask is of me, so that I can begin to prepare to do the best job that I can with it. And that's simply where I'm at as a teacher. Unfortunately, and this is nobody's fault, but we don't have crystal clarity on anything that we're doing right now, whether it's sports or school. We've got more information now than we had last week, and we're getting closer to the point where we'll have all the information we need, but I just want to know exactly what I'm expected to do, and I'm going to try to do the best job that I can with that. But absolutely, as a teacher right now, this is uncharted waters and new territory and some foreign concepts that we haven't dealt with before. But last spring, I didn't know what Zoom was, and I became a master of Zoom within about a week and a half, and that's what it's going to be as we approach teaching, and it's the same way I view this new season in the spring as far as coaching. So it's new, and we'll wrap our heads around it once they tell us what we're doing, and we'll do the best that we can with it.
That was head coach Dana Strain of the Hastings Raiders football team. Of course, we will stay in contact with Coach Strain through any fall practices this upcoming 2020 season and through early next spring. Well, Raider Nation, we have some little bit of a semblance of a schedule put together for fall soccer here for this coming 2020 fall sports season. We're going to have a bunch of games live right here on KDWA2, so strap in. We're going to have a bunch of fun. Now, practices will all begin on Monday, August 17th for both the boys under head coach Jamie Swanson and the girls under head coach Scott Meyer. Their first games will be a doubleheader on the road. Hastings will travel to North St. Paul. This will be Thursday, August 27th. The boys will play the Polars at 5 p.m. The girls will then take to the field at Polar Stadium against North St. Paul at 7 p.m. And yes, fans, we will have both matches right here on KDWA Radio AM and FM. Game number two live on KDWA will be the Raider boys at Matamidi Saturday, August 29th. More at KDWA.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.